This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. And simultaneously issued statements, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and the Taliban announced Friday that a deal between the U.S. and Taliban will be signed February 29th. It paves the way toward ending the longest American war in history. VOA's Carla Bob.
A pause in fighting between the Taliban and Afghan and U.S.-led international forces is now underway. A first step, officials say, that could lead to the end of the 18-year war in Afghanistan. One major concern is whether the Taliban will be able to keep its sprawling network of fighters off the battlefield. If successful, U.S. and Taliban negotiators will sign a historic agreement on February 29th, leading to political talks between the Taliban and the Afghan government. Officials say the United States would gradually draw down its forces to 8,600, with a senior U.S. defense official adding non-U.S. international forces there would reduce troop numbers by about 20% to 30%. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
The White House will start with a clean slate as it works to reshape the leadership of the United States intelligence community, pushing the country's acting number two official out just days after firing his boss. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence late Friday announced the departure of its second-in-command, Andrew Holman. Holman, a 30-year veteran of the U.S. intelligence community, had been serving in an acting capacity as the principal deputy director since last September. His departure follows that of former acting director of national intelligence, Joseph McGuire, who was cast aside by U.S. President Donald Trump after one of his top aides gave lawmakers a classified briefing last week about Russian attempts to meddle in the U.S. presidential elections in November. According to media reports, the aide told lawmakers Russia is seeking to boost the president's reelection chances, angering Mr. Trump, who feared the information could be used against him. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization said its time is running out to stop the spread of the coronavirus outbreak as the number of cases outside of China grows. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Friday that we are still in a phase where containment is possible, but he warned that the window of opportunity is narrowing. Meanwhile, during a teleconference with reporters, Dr. Nancy Messonnier with the CDC says that 18 of the American passengers returned to the U.S. from the Princess, and they've tested positive for COVID-19, and there could be more.
Democratic presidential candidate.
All of this means that in addition to a dramatic and deteriorating humanitarian situation, we face now the risk of an ever more serious confrontation with increasingly unpredictable consequences.
As she says, the CDC reported that the United States currently has 13 cases of people diagnosed with the virus within the country and 21 cases among Americans repatriated on evacuation flights from Wuhan, China, and from Diamond Princess cruise ship in Japan. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence, again, second-in-command Andrew Holman, pushed out just days after his boss was fired. He's a 30-year veteran of the U.S. intelligence community and had been serving in an acting capacity as the principal director since last September. He was cast aside by President Trump after one of his top aides gave lawmakers a classified briefing about Russian attempts to meddle in the U.S. presidential elections. U.S. Senator and presidential candidate Bernie Sanders says that he's been told the Russians have been trying to boost his presidential campaign. And Tibetan spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama, is now celebrating the 80th anniversary of his enthronement this Saturday. The Dalai Lama was enthroned as Tibet's most important spiritual leader on February 22nd of 1940 at the age of four. Now, since then, he has been a spiritual leader to Tibetans. He's been strongly advocating nonviolence and winning a Nobel Peace Prize in 1989. This was for his efforts to bring about an autonomous Tibet. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.